This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Hang on, it's not Jess. What are you doing looking at me this early in the morning?
It's your beautiful husband.
Well, beautiful is a statement that can be judged multiple ways, yeah.
It's Valentine's tomorrow. Be nice.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. So, so why are you here today? Why have you come in? What are you following me for?
The lovely Jess is taking some time out. It's her birthday, so she wanted to go off and enjoy herself.
She's gone to Cooper Pedy.
Where?
Cooper Pedy.
Oh, in the hole.
She's gone to live in a hole. Yeah, that's correct. No, it's an underground house.
You've never been to Cooper Pedy, have you?
No, and there's a reason why.
No, it is actually beautiful. It's like desert, and then you've got this whole town that's basically subterranean. It's
so what amazing. Happens when... So do you, could you, if you blink, would you drive through the town and miss it all? Yeah. Like, is Macca's underground?
No
Macca's
You would blink and miss it. There's a couple of tin sheds, you know, on the surface. But the rest of it, it's actually an amazing place to go and visit.
Well, maybe one day.
You got to get a job first.
Well, actually, what I'm thinking, maybe you should go and I'll stay home.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, the more important thing is why I'm actually here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I got a cry from help.
You got a cry from help?
I got a cry from help from Andy. Poor Andy.
Oh, okay, so Andy cried for help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was he crying about? I mean, we all know he's exhausted.
You're out of control.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, yeah. So you're here to keep an eye on me. Make sure I'm paying attention or doing my job?
Just behave.
Well, I won't be behaving because after 8 o'clock we're going to have Tristan McManus, the very hot Irish guy from
Dancing.
That's
another reason why I'm here too.
But what? Why?
Oh, come on, sweetie. Let's be real here.
You
can't behave yourself.
I can't behave myself. But look, I thought the only reason I brought you in today is to teach me some things.
Like what? You can't be told anything.
Well, I'm hoping to learn and, you know, grow and become more well-rounded of a person, yeah.
Like a diamond in the rough.
Like a diamond in the rough. More like you. I am still exhausted. I'm not happy this morning. I'm tired. I couldn't sleep well last night. Between you and the dog scratching, there was one moment there I was ready to call the vet to bring him in to flee the lot of yous. I really thought you had... I started checking your back for lice. Yeah.
Excuse me. Me and the dogs have taken a consensus, and you're the one that's got the problem.
I'm not happy to be woken up.
Well, guess what? I found someone else who's got a worse attitude than you.
There's no way in hell.
Oh, you want to make a bet? So, last week, the fabulous Elton John threw one of his little tanties.
Excuse me, Sir Elton John, remember? He's been knighted by the Queen, or by a Queen, anyway.
Well, yeah. I reckon this story happened before he got his Logie, because obviously he's on cloud nine at the moment.
Do you mean an Oscar?
Oh, yeah.
He won an Oscar.
What did I say, a Logie?
They're the same,
but different. Yeah. They're both a statue.
Yeah, one's probably worth, you know, $500,000, and the Logie's worth about 33 cents.
It's a good bottle opener.
Well, that is true.
Anyway, so a New Zealand band called Badger, which was one of the four primer bands to get the crowd going.
Oh, so Elton had his little bands come on before he went on to his concert.
Yeah, of course, he's not going to come on.
And they were called Badger.
Badger.
Oh, it's better than Beavers. Yeah.
Well, maybe the Beavers did the Badgers. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so they were out there doing their set, you know, getting the crowd all primed up.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, their set got cut short by 15 minutes.
Really?
And it's reported that Elton came out of his dressing room yelling, "What the hell was that racket?" The poor guys from the band came off going, "Why have we been kicked off?" Only to be told by the stage manager that Elton's a little bit cranky and guess what, you're not touring with us anymore. And kicked them off the tour.
So why was he, I'm not quite sure, why was he angry?
Well, Elton
with bad songs?
Well, just like you, Elton likes a little nana nap.
And
apparently it was just racket and so he threw a tanty, told the stage manager to get him off and they've been booted off the tour.
So they're not on the tour anymore?
No.
So I mean, Elton, if you're going to nap at a concert, you take earplugs. Yeah. I mean, you're thinking, what is it, 118? You'd have enough hair in his ears that must be keeping the music from going.
Yeah, but that's no different to you when you wake up. The dogs run.
That is very true. Even the children and the dogs in my house know not to come near me until I've had at least a cup of coffee after I wake up. On Sunday, how great was St. Kilda Festival?
That was incredible. Beautiful day. I couldn't get over how many people were down there and the size that it is now.
Australia's oldest and largest free festival is held at St Kilda every year. The bands, there was like six stages. There was Ferris wheels, merry-go-rounds. I got to eat fairy floss. Yep.
I know, and there was the trapeze people and the loop-de-loops, and it was amazing. It was a really good day, and everyone was on their best behaviour.
Well, everybody but you, let me tell everyone, because we went there, and Wayne's getting very excited, going, oh, I can't wait to see Ice House. Right, which was what they used to sing, that Southern Land.
Great Southern. How could you
I don't know. But
Great Southern Land.
I've got a concern.
Why?
What is it in you and this fascination with 80s rock? Australians 80s rock. It is disgusting. It should have stayed in the 80s and never moved out of it.
Excuse me. So what are you brandishing, Kate Sobrano? Is it the same brush?
Kate Sobrano, and I'm talking classic Australian pop. There is a difference. Yeah.
She's going to slap you down for that. She's not pop. She's the queen of rock.
Well, I can tell you what, it does happen in my dreams. Yeah, but we won't go there. But anyway, so we get there. We went to St Kilda Festival. We're very lucky.
Where are you going with this?
We got to go onto the roof garden of the sea baths, and we got a very nice view of the stage. We're with all the other D-grade celebrities.
You thought you were lording it over everyone?
I thought I was. I was sitting up there going, look at me, look at Noah. I was very well behaved, thank you. But you, young man, 20 years this year we've been together, and it's the first time I've actually had to take you home, unable to walk, who somebody spent the next little time being bringing it all back up in the bathroom, let me say.
It was sunstroke.
That's what he's telling everybody. I couldn't believe it. I was having such a good time on the roof. We're dancing with those girls from Survivor.
Yeah. I know, aren't they beautiful?
They were lovely, and I was convinced. I thought, I saw you on TV and you looked dirty and smelly, and they actually scrubbed up all right. Just shows you spend a couple of weeks in the jungle and it really upsets you. Yeah.
Pity you didn't do it this morning.
Well, sorry, I had to get up early. We're doing okay. But I'm still concerned you owe me a night out. I was ready to party all day. I was even going to sit there and listen to that classic Australian rock legend, Ice House, sing.
You didn't even know who they are. I actually called them Flowers to start with, and you're like, what? Flowers? Where's the florist?
Well, that is very true. They originally were called Flowers, and 30 years ago, they were the first band to play at St Kilda.
Oh, you've done your research.
I've done my research. I was there talking, is it Ian Moss or no? Somebody, I don't know, who cares? It's not even that exciting. Yeah. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and I would like to know what I'm getting, because what that does, it helps me decide on how romantic I need to pretend tomorrow. I mean, you know me, I'm not that romantic. I love getting presents, let's be totally honest. But I'm going to tell you, buying presents for other people doesn't make me feel good. It does nothing for me.
Okay, so I have scrolled the world looking for the truly bizarre, interesting gifts that I'm sure will take our relationship to the next level. So I've come up with my top five gifts this year.
Oh, okay.
So you get to pick which one you would like.
Okay, and will you have it delivered by tomorrow morning?
I might.
Okay, go on.
All right, so number one, selfie toaster.
I'd love a toaster that does it itself.
So I know I'm the best thing since sliced bread, so it will burn my smiling face onto a piece of toast that you eat for the rest of your life.
What? So they go and make the little filaments that burn your toast in there into a picture of
you. It's a template you put over the bread, and it's a picture of me, and you get to eat me every morning before you go to work.
You know what? Eggs make me feel queasy enough as it is, let alone having a look at your face of it. No, okay, the selfie toaster is out. No,
all
thank
right,
you.
Well, number two is meditating pink flamingos.
Oh, no, I love that. I love a pink flamingo.
Meditating yoga, flamingos going namaste.
Namaste. So the flamingo says namaste?
No. It just has namaste written on the bottom of it.
No, that sounds boring. Out of that.
All right.
Yep.
Number three, I really like this one. I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
A thong with my face printed on it.
Hang on, thong, we're talking G-string here?
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
Deep down in your heart, you know you want to wear a skimpy thong with my face plastered all over it. Seriously, who wouldn't?
me and the rest of the world's population. I'm telling you, that's the best form of contraception, putting your face on someone's G-string. Yes, correct. No, I'm out of that. Don't want that one either. Boom.
All right. Next one is Operation Boxer Boxer Briefs.
Operation.
So remember the board game Operation we used to play with the kids?
I love that one. The tweezers, you've got to get the funny bone out and not touch the sides.
So these briefs have the operation game pattern printed on the front of it.
Okay, and do you get tweezers to get there? Because I'm telling you, that's the only way you're going to get anywhere near you.
I think...
Tweezers? No. So, looks like no to the operation.
Well, look, a brace.
What's the last one?
Last one is, and, you know, I think this is really cute, mm-hmm. but I don't think you're going to go for it.
Yeah?
A rainbow catty-corn statue.
Catty-corn?
Yeah. So, look,
wow.
You know, we all know that Cupid is the symbol or mascot for Valentine's.
Yeah.
But somewhere in some parallel universe, you know, the true spirit of the holiday could be represented by a catty-corn. And it's a hybrid between a Capricorn and a snippy house cat.
It's a hybrid between a unicorn
and a snippy house cat.
And a house cat.
So basically it's a cat with a horn on its head.
And what do I do with this rainbow catty-corn?
You look at it.
Oh, look, you know what? Hello.
Sorry, that's the best I've got.
This is Joy 94.9. I would like you to send me a message, 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. I'm looking for a new romantic partner because all those things you've offered me for Valentine's Day, I refuse. I swear to God, if you give me a catty-corn tomorrow... Oh!
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, you can think what you want. I'm telling you, that ain't happening, sweetheart.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.